In London, after three of her four children were found dead in their home yesterday, 42-year-old Tanya Clarence and her husband and family had moved to London from South Africa. Three of their children are believed to have had a rare genetic disability and may not have lived beyond their childhood years. Kieran Jenkins from Channel 4 News is on the line. Kieran, this is a deeply tragic incident. Have any more details emerged overnight? Tanya Clarence is still being questioned, I understand.
That's right, yeah, desperately sad. A few more details have emerged overnight, just people learning more about the condition that these three children suffered from, as you say, spinal muscular atrophy. Only about 100 children in the UK are born with this condition each year, so they were desperately unlucky to have three children suffering from that particular disability. As for the police, they're saying nothing more at this stage. They're telling press not to expect any major updates because they have one suspect and they're not looking for anyone else, and we believe that suspect to be Tanya Clarence, the children's mother, who was arrested at the family home the night before last.
And the children's father, Gary, he was in South Africa when the news started to emerge. Has he returned to London?
We got it yesterday. He was on his way back, and we think that the oldest daughter, who was 8 years old, was with him. He was returning, obviously, to this incredibly distressing news. His employers have released a statement, but I think police were reluctant to release any more details themselves yesterday until they were sure that everyone connected with the family had been informed. And obviously that's complicated slightly by the fact that this is a family from South Africa, although Gary Clarence has been working with a major international bank in the city for some time. They simply said, his bank, Investec, that they were doing all they can to support him and his eldest child at this difficult time.
So some reports suggested that the family had just moved to London, but from what you're saying, had they been here for a while and just moved to this particular house?
It seems that they moved into this area in the past year, and he'd been with that bank for some time, although his job took him internationally, I gather, on a regular basis. So they were recent arrivals to that particular area, and it's a very quiet, very leafy suburb, big detached houses, not a million miles away from Wimbledon, that sort of area in South London. And their house was a major feature on this street. Everyone knew about it because it was a former nursery. It's an absolutely huge building, and they had it specially adapted to cater for their three children with this disability. The mum, Tanya Clarence, actually lobbied the local council to get a ramp put in front of the house to accommodate a wheelchair for one of her children. And I gather they had a lift inside the house as well. And I was speaking to a neighbour yesterday who knew the family, and she was saying that the children were absolutely lovely, and the parents too would do absolutely anything for their children. And so everyone in that street basically just feeling desperately sad.
And this spinal muscular atrophy that you mentioned, Kieran, it's a condition that requires 24-hour care for the children, for those affected?
It can do, yes. There are three types of this condition. Now, the most serious, children rarely survive beyond 2 years old. Now, there are two less severe types. One, type three, they call it. People can live long and relatively comfortable lives. There's even a baroness in the House of Lords who has that condition. But the second type of that condition can lead to premature death. What it does is it attacks the muscles, so it makes any form of movement really quite difficult, and it does require quite intense care, because if you're thinking of young children, if they can't crawl, if they can't walk, if they're struggling to breathe and swallow even, then clearly they need special attention. What we don't know, of course, is quite how severe the condition was in these cases, but certainly to care for three children with that condition, let alone one, well, that would be enormously tricky.
I see some media outlets are reporting a cause of death, but nothing official has emerged in that regard, Kieran, yet.
Nothing official has emerged in that regard, yes, and police are urging people clearly not to speculate at this time, particularly with those sensitivities in mind with regard to family and the distances involved.
Absolutely. Well, Kieran, thank you for joining us this morning. Kieran Jenkins there, who is a correspondent with Channel 4 News.